Please don't go.
Oh no.
Please don't go, I was girl. Say in my head. Just give me a chance. I don't know.
Whoa. Hey, my podcast already.
Shit. I'm Javi Luna, husband, father, and stand-up comedian. I've been fortunate enough to spend over a decade traveling the country, making audiences laugh. But my favorite audience is the one right here at home in Corpus Christi, Texas. My wife and co-host, Jen. Once a week, we sit down and have a chat. There's other podcasts like this, but this one's mine. And that makes it original. You're not keeping track of my wardrobe changes? Babe, we're on live on YouTube. I can't be wearing the same shirt and shit.
People, I have to start keeping track of what you wear too.
Whatever will the people think? The YouTube people, what would they think if I wore the same? Oh my God. Your camera's messing up on me. I got you a tripod. Did you see that?
I see.
Did you notice?
I did notice something. Do you appreciate? Yes.
Yeah, thank man. You. Welcome out to episode 143.
I feel like it's
144. I don't know. We'll see. We'll find out eventually. Welcome. If we have any new listeners, I did see on YouTube that some people are starting to stumble across the podcast now, which is always fun. Welcome to my world, homie. What strain am I smoking on? I don't know. Someone asked that on YouTube. Shout out the guy from McAllen that stumbled across dug the podcast. That's when I'm coming to McAllen. I don't know that either, but I do go down there regularly. Stay tuned. I'll let you know as soon as I get something. He's asking, what strain are you smoking? I don't know. I stopped asking a long time ago.
Yeah.
Because there's no way to verify that. Like if in a non legal state.
Right.
If you, what is this? They can literally tell you anything. And what are you gonna do? You're gonna go pull it up on Leafly and compare the pictures.
And fact check.
Yeah. I mean, I'd like to think most people, you know, now keep track of it. You know, they'll tell you. Like I recently someone wrote the name on a bag for me, and I was like, oh, okay, that's cool. And I did look it up, and it looked pretty similar. So I mean.
That's dope.
It's probably what it is, you know, but it might not be. So yeah. I don't pay attention to strains. The only time I pay attention to strains is when I go to like some place that has a dispensary.
Right.
All right. You know,
because they know what they're doing.
Well, because they have to.
Yeah.
Everything that they sell has to be. This is when you know perfect topic, right? Coming off the 420 show, right?
Yeah.
This is why when you talk about legalization. You also talk about legitimization,
mm-hmm.
right? So in legalized states, the marijuana business, it's legit, mm-hmm. right? They can't just like at a restaurant,
right.
You need permits and everything has to be on the up and up.
Regulated. Well,
right. When you're just going buying something someone grew in the house, you don't know what the fuck they fertilized that shit with. They could have put whatever the fuck
and
they wanted in there.
Laced it with whatever.
Right.
Oh.
Well, not even just laced it. It just could have been grown in a dirty house. I mean, but yes, also that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the legalization, legitimization,
mm-hmm.
right? Say that two times. is that. It's all traceable, right? They have to know exactly what plant it was, and then they have to take it to a certain area in their state for testing, and it has to be properly labeled, and when you buy it, it's vacuum sealed in a jar, so you know that what you're getting is what was
I had no idea
what was put in there. So you know, there's perks there to that, you know. Speaking of which, you know, legalize it first of all. I gotta say that, coming off of the
event.
First ever Javi Luna stand up and smoke fest.
Woo!
Guys, I'm this isn't even me patting myself on the back because I seriously was only maybe 20% responsible for this damn thing. And even that, so maybe being a little over generous with my share. But this first event went off.
It was fantastic.
Perfectly beautiful. I could not be happier with it. As someone that decided to put their slap their name onto something like this,
yeah.
You know, there's always a chance that it doesn't go well.
Exactly.
That people aren't happy with it. There's some type of major malfunction. I mean, not that it wasn't without its hiccups, right? Mm-hmm. But ultimately, the everything went off pretty much more or less without a hitch. First of all, the weather. I was looking at the weather all week.
Mm-hmm.
It was supposed to be. I think at the beginning of the week, it started off for Thursday for like 60% chance of rain.
Yes.
Then went down to 50%, then like 32%. And then it was just a nice, cloudy, overcast day, which means that it wasn't like
hot
out there. So people were actually able to enjoy themselves. And then the fairgrounds themselves, which that's the part that I cannot take any credit for, right? Because I wasn't the one that found the venue. That was Mike G.
Yeah.
The fencing and the barricading with the Budweiser logo on there out front, you know, and just it looked like
it was a real legit thing,
mini festival.
Yes.
And they got he got the signage done. A 24 by 4 foot banner,
yes,
with my face on it. It says, I don't know if you know, 24 feet. That's
it's huge.
It's bigger than our living room, probably, or maybe about that size.
It's huge.
Like
huge.
We're still not sure where we're gonna hang it. We might hang it in the living room at some point. Possibly.
And you walk in, that's all the first thing you see.
I've been that guy. I remember the first big banner that my face was on.
I
did bring it home. Mm-hmm. It was me, and it wasn't just me, though. It was me, Jacob Rodriguez, D. Williams, and I don't know who else was on it. And I had it hanging up for a long, long time. And then when we got together,
yes.
I did a show in Odessa, and they printed a nice long banner. Uh-huh. With my face on it, and I had that hanging up in the old studio for a long time.
That's true.
So I
half expected this one to go in our yard because it's
in the yard,
huge.
Out front of the house.
Yeah, like
so that Ophelia and Savage. I've been here with you for 7 years,
uh-huh,
going on, and I always just called our neighbors by their last names,
right?
And today I had to borrow their lawnmower, so they officially introduced themselves. They're like, by the way,
you don't have to go
like
Mr.
a little
and
kid
Mrs.
like you're not 8 years old, you don't have to.
But you know what's so funny? I've never been extended that offer, uh-huh, so you beat me to it.
Well, no, because like we've said before, we're not bad neighbors, but we're neighbors from afar. Like
we don't
go over. You know, even our neighbors tonight, they were in the backyard. You know, which they're almost never back there.
Never.
We're always back there, so
right,
we know when people are in the backyard. We never hear them back there, and if we do, it's like real quick to call their dogs in or whatever.
Yeah.
And they were back there tonight, but we're not like, oh, peek our head over.
Hey, neighbor.
Hey, how's it going? Going good? You know, not fucking Tim the Toolman Taylor.
Definitely.
Yeah, talking over the fence. You know, because I don't know about them. I don't got time. I assume they don't. I assume you know most people are the same way.
Yeah.
You know, so, but it was very, very nice of them. I had gone out there to, you know, this was supposed to be my recoup day.
And it was
cause,
not.
Because, you know, Thursday was the festival and Friday I was like, still tired from that, but I had ended up having shit to do.
Yeah.
Because Willie Barceno ended up coming into town, and I'll get to that in a second. So, and I was like, but this is probably going to be my only day off this week, and I still haven't gotten to mow the lawn.
Right.
So I was like, let me go mow the lawn. Of course, the lawnmower won't start. I'm out there battling with it. Finally, I get tired of it. I'm like, I'm just going to cut the whole fucking thing with my weed eater, which if you've never attempted to do that before,
I've done that before.
It seems like a good idea
before
you get started. You're like, yeah, it's fine. I'll just go back and forth. You get about 20 cubic feet into that son of a bitch, and you're like, this fucking sucks. This really sucks. Now I know why this is not a lawnmower. This is why you need two separate
machines.
And they saw me out there and graciously offered to use theirs. Because if not, then since I wouldn't have time to fix it this week, I would have had to call somebody and whatever. So I had already gone to the point. The neighbors on this side, their lawn guy had showed up, or a friend of theirs that had a real nice riding lawnmower in the back, and I was kind of like half hoping they were gonna come offer, like every now and then, like the yard gets bad enough, you know, where someone else's yard got that, like, yeah, it's, come leave a card or something, like hey, you obviously need some help. It's really not that I'm lazy, guys. I promise you, it's not that I'm lazy.
The lawnmower, man, it's always.
So I finally ordered the new part that I need for it to be more reliable. So
good.
Then I just need to find the time to slap that on there. but yeah, I didn't really. So the event went off without a hitch.
Yes.
All the comics, you know, did.
So good.
All the comics did their time, and. No, they did good. Hey, I'm gonna bust your balls. Some of them got a little too high. You learn from the first year. It wasn't that there was no hiccups.
Right.
At no time was the vibe killed.
Right.
Like no one would like. Hey, it's cool. Whatever. Like. You know, some got up there, obviously had some indica as opposed to some sativa, and it happens, man. It happened to me at one point. I was very cautious throughout the day because I knew I was doing a cannabis event.
Right.
And I knew I was like, well, I was preparing myself. What am I taking out there? And I knew I was like, but I know people are also going to be trying to get me smoked out as well at the same time. So I was very calculated, you know. Everything that I took while I was out there until the very end, and I was like, because people were like, "Oh, you smoke with me, smoke with me." I was like, "Yeah, only flower because you know someone offered me like a brownie or something that was out there. You know, we had vendors out there that had Delta 8, Delta 9,
right.
You know, which is all, by the way, I'm talking about all farm bill compliant hemp derived, but it still gets you where you're going, if you know what I mean." and so people were offering me, you know, some edibles, and I was like, yeah, but I'm only gonna take half, and then once the ban goes on, then I'm done.
Yeah,
right? Because I was like, I still got to be able to function. It was one thing for you know, comic to go up there and kind of be a little too out of it for their right. set, but for me, I couldn't be. I mean, I got to the point there where, like, I was like, but I made it funny, like, because I was, like, fumbling around trying to look for my lighter half the time. I made a joke out of it, you know.
It was so good, though.
But it was such a good event. The roast battle, all the food vendors sold out.
Yes.
The burger guy sold out of burgers. I think he had some of his other items, but Gourmet Jorge completely sold out of everything. Mm-hmm. So happy to see those two guys succeeding in their endeavors. El Vago and Gourmet Jorge. It was just positive vibes. So coming down from that Friday, I'm like Thursday night. I don't know if I told you this because, like I said, it's just been a whirlwind weekend. I think this might be one of those shows where it's our first time like sitting down and really getting to talk.
Yeah.
Since then, you know, Thursday night, you know, everything was done by 10:30, 11. So we actually got home at a decent time.
Right.
And I had been up, of course, all day. The festival itself lasted about 7 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So that come down from that, when I was in bed that night, I actually couldn't go to bed until about 2-3 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
And and I think it was just the adrenaline and everything. At one point, I started like shivering in bed, like for no reason, just like my body was just like shivering, and I realized it was just my body coming down. Like I had just been on this absolute hot, not only just you know cannabis induced high, but just a positivity high, and just all that energy was just finally just leaving and releasing my body. I was almost positive I was going to get some cramps in my legs at one point, and no, luckily not. Eventually, I was able to fall asleep, but it was a lot. So then I woke up. So the plan was, I think I told you, I was like, I'm going to go take. Then it was donuts with Dad.
Yes.
The next day.
Yes.
For our daughter, so got up and donuts to Dad. Of course, I was like, we're gonna get up early to make sure we get there on time. Somehow, we still got there late. I don't know how that figured out. I think it's because we had to park a couple blocks away. Luckily, our daughter goes to a school where all the parents are very active.
Yes.
Right. So anything that's PTA, anything like that, I should have known better.
Yeah.
It's always full. Mm-hmm. Right. And we got there, and there was literally one donut left.
Yeah.
One donut just left. So I swiped that, you know, for Lindsay. And of course, then she's like, where's your donut, Daddy? I'm like, oh, okay, we'll share. Like, no, just have it. Luckily, I had done a YouTube episode for Right on Corpus earlier in the week. And they had me sample 4 donuts from 3 different donut shops.
That's crazy.
So I was donut out anyway. I didn't need another donut that week. But I told you, I was like, I'm coming home.
Mm-hmm.
Don't expect me to answer my phone or text messages before noon.
Right.
I'm going to come home. I'm going to come back to bed.
Yeah.
And that did not happen. Mm-hmm. That did not happen because I came home. Well, before I came home, what I wanted to do was I wanted to do a video for thanking everybody because I realized there's so many people that made this happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know, I gotta properly thank these people, and instead of like typing it out and forgetting, I was like, let me just record a video of it, and so I did that. And I realized we were celebrating your mother's birthday that night, and we needed some flowers for her. And of course, you were at work. I was like, well, you were like, I'm looking up flowers while I'm at work, and you're so busy at work. I'm like, don't worry about it, I'll handle it. So went to over the HB Plus and found some really nice flowers, some of her favorite flowers, and all that.
Yes, two loves.
And so now it's now 10 o'clock in the morning, and I still have not gone back to bed to not sleep till noon. And I'm like, okay, well, it's still early. Like, let me take the flowers back, and I'll probably, you know, go take a little nap. And at that point, you know, and I was like, and then I'll edit that video together that I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, I got on the phone with the homie Juan Perez, who was driving down from Houston to Harlingen to meet up with Chingo Bling, and ended up chatting with him and getting some, like, while I'm talking with him, we were talking for 4 hours, and I'm designing flowers for upcoming shows. I started some ad campaigns for the Cinco de Mayo show in San Antonio. I came up with a new merch idea. I started designing a logo for that. And I realized, I was like, Juan, you're really good for my ADHD, man. Because, like, I'm never this productive. I mean, I get stuff done.
Yeah.
Right? But, like, the
multitude,
hyper-focused while conversing with him. And before I know it, it's passing out. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And then my buddy Iggy Samaniego from El Paso messages me, hey, Javi, I'm in town with Willie Barcena this weekend. You know, if you're around, come say hi. And I was like, yes, of course, actually I am, because I took the weekend off intentionally because I knew I was going to be exhausted from the festival.
Right.
So I said, actually I am in town. And I was like, and I was planning on coming to check out Willie Barcena. I hadn't seen him and worked with him in years. I was like, in fact, I was just about to message him to see if he wanted to do an episode of the podcast. I want to play around with starting to do like
guests.
A middle of the week episode. Like I still want to do this with us, mm-hmm. but on occasion when someone I find interesting that I think I can have a good conversation with, I do want to start doing more interviews.
Right.
You know, and it just makes additional content for the YouTube channel, for the podcast stream.
Definitely.
And so I was like, I hadn't talked to Willie in quite a while, so I was like, can I hit him up on his social media, or is there someone else that I should get in touch with? Anyway, so I shot him a message, and then he goes, he's going to have his road manager contact you. Very nice comic, very very good young cat named DJ Vasquez. Nice. And he hits me up, and he goes, hey, man, Willie got your message. Yeah, first of all, yes, he wants to do your podcast.
Nice.
But he also wants to know if you would come do a guest spot at the show.
Nice.
And I was like, yes, of course. Of course I will. You know, Willie's one of those comics that I've always looked up to. His level of honesty on stage, his authenticity, mm-hmm. is just unmatched. You know, he doesn't get up there, he doesn't pander to anybody. You know, he Willie does the jokes that Willie wants to do. Very much the way I respect Eddie Griffin. You know, yes, he's up there to be funny, but he also doesn't give a fuck.
Right.
Like, he's gonna say what he wants to say, and not in a like trying to be edgy kind of way. Just, this is the joke I want to do at this time, and I'm gonna do it.
Yeah,
you know, he's not trying to. No one's. They're not trying overly hard to shock you, mm-hmm. but they're also not. Don't give a damn if they did. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So definitely didn't want to pass up that. So now I'm like, okay, now it's 3:00. Still gotta go get. Pick up Lindsay from school, because we're having dinner for your mom that night. I still haven't edited the video together. I was like, let me start doing that. I was like, oh shit, where am I gonna do this podcast with Willie? It was like, so it was like, okay, and we're gonna have him here at the house. Am I gonna go downtown and use El Dusty's studio, which has been offered to me, and I definitely want to start doing some stuff
right
there. Like I said, starting to add to the podcast now that people are stumbling upon it, and I want to, you know, start doing some more stuff for y'all, so that y'all stay. Please don't go.
Oh no!
Please don't go, girl. Just give me a chance. I don't know. Mm-mm. Whoa! No, didn't do it for you. No, I wasn't not Joey. What's his name? What's the little one's name? The little one's name. Brian. Brian? Not Brian. Lenny. Curly. Mo. What's his name? You're not gonna tell me? Why not?
Because I don't know what you're talking about.
The new kid on the block.
That was Joey.
Joey. The Joey's the little one. Okay, I got it right. I just said, what was his name?
But you went on and on, so I thought you were just being silly.
Oh, no. I was seriously asking. Yeah, like Joey. Okay. Yeah, man.
That's my faves.
Yeah. No, please don't go. Even after that scene. Please don't. Please. Don't go, girl. I watched you, babe. I watched you vibe out, babe. I took her to go see New Kids on the Block, I guess, what it was, 3-4 years ago now?
Uh-huh, yeah.
And just watched her and like 1,000 other women.
No, it was fun.
I'm not making fun of y'all. Like, I literally watched these women become children again.
Yes.
It was magical. It was magical. Like they were just all around the same age. Uh-huh. You know, late 30s, early 40s. You know, you could tell these are the girls that had the bed sheets and the lunch boxes and the telephone and the trapper keeper. And it was just, they were just transported.
Exactly.
Back in time. And it was really cool.
Yeah, I got all teary-eyed. It was very nostalgic. It was beautiful. It was beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah. No, that's cool. Definitely, too. I tried to, when I was watching you there, I mean, that was the fun part for me.
Yeah.
When we went, was watching you just... Wow, you really are. Yes, I got all teary-eyed.
It was very magical. I did. I really.
But
great.
That was the fun part for me as a husband, like, mm-hmm. just sitting there and just watching you. you know, sing along to the songs and you know, dance in the aisle in front of our seats. And,
yeah.
And I'm just sitting there like, hey, this is great, man. I'm trying to think, like, who. Like, I don't know, remember being a fan of anybody.
No.
As a kid. That, like, now, as an adult, to go see them, that I would be like,
oh my god,
I can't believe that I'm...
Yeah.
I'm seeing them. Like, I didn't have no one's poster on the wall, you know, anything like that. So, so you know.
Like maybe Elvis, if you would have got.
Mean, yeah, but he was already. But you see, but he was already when I was a fan.
Oh yeah.
He was already
dead,
so like I never had like the delusion of like, oh maybe I'll get to see him someday.
Yeah.
You know, I liked, you know, like I've talked about on here before. When I was a kid, I listened to a lot of the vinyl that I used to play on here, which is like 1950s, 1960s rock and roll. And then once I got to like teenage, then I started moving on to like more classic rock, you know, Led Zeppelin, you know, late 60s, 70s, you know, on forward, you know. And I pretty much just really skipped over the 80s.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, I like some 80s stuff, but I really did kind of skip.
That really hurts my heart.
80s music.
I know.
I skipped over a lot of it.
That's what I'm saying. That really hurts my heart from an 80s music lover.
Okay, who should I listen to then?
Well, no, I'm just saying.
No, but if you're an 80s music lover and you say it's
But no, because like, because I love any and everything 80s. And so like when we go to, what are those people?
The Spasmatics.
Yes.
I'm going to bleep that out, by the way, out of this episode.
Why?
I'm not going to give no fucking... Hey, you don't get no promotion on the OG podcast. You backing track playing motherfuckers. Oh, yeah, let me put on a CD and jump on stage with a helmet. And a neck brace for absolutely no fucking reason. Glasses I don't actually need to wear. And a bicycle helmet? You want to talk about fucking being a fucking give? You asked for it. You brought him up. That means I get to go off on them for like at least 5 minutes. You gimmicky ass motherfuckers. You know what the sad part is?
What's the sad part?
For me, for them, is they're actually musicians. Like they do know how to play. Right?
Uh-huh.
They they're not like inept on the instruments in which they're on.
Uh-huh.
But they're hired to be actors. They're not hired as musicians. Because they don't play. They play less. They like 80% of what they're playing is pre-recorded, fed through the speaker system. Like they're playing along to it. That's why they're able to dance around and jump. Like you're not seeing a fucking band. You're watching a fucking. You know what you're watching? You know what you're paying to go watch? You're going to go watch a Six Flags show. That's what the Spasmatics are. You're going to go... Hey, what do you want to do this Friday? You know what I really feel like doing? I feel like going to Fiesta, Texas. But not riding any rides. And just watch one of the shows that you go to get out of the heat. That sounds like fun, right? That's what you go to. That's what you pay your hard-earned money to go watch when there are talented musicians that play covers as well. They play covers.
When they actually play that?
What?
I said, but they actually played it.
There are apartments. I saw a band this Saturday, mm-hmm. I saw a band this Saturday, fucking Terry and the Towns. Fucking killed it, man. They played everything from 90s R&B to fucking classic rock to fucking 80s and to Chili Peppers. They played everything.
Yeah, and it's fucking awesome.
Spendiferous. Mm-hmm. Fucking awesome. Plays all your hits and puts their own fucking twist on it. Actually playing the music. Fucking Another Level, one of your favorite bands. Yeah. Like you know what I'm saying? That's why I'm so passionate about my hatred. For Perfect World Entertainment.
Okay. For the record, mm-hmm. I never paid to go to any of those shows. Okay. I was always good.
No, not you. Not you. I'm talking to the sheep. Bah. Every Friday, every first Friday of the month, fucking... And I get it. It's fun. You dress up. And you
it go is.
And dance around. I get it. There's a... Yeah, that... If you like the 80s, I don't have their name because they just started back up, but there's bands.
Yeah, that's
true. They play 80s songs. Yes. And you can go and dress up and go dance to them, too.
Yes, you can. You're right. Yes, you can.
They're actually playing their music. Sport local. That's all I'm saying.
I feel you.
But yeah, so then I went into that mode of like trying to get things settled for the podcast. We had a beautiful dinner with your mom Friday night.
Oh, it was gorgeous.
At Cats 21 here in town. Yes. And muy fancy.
Yes. You know, Lindsay had to dress up.
Lindsay's fancy, like your mom. Your mom's fancy too. Yeah. We're not fancy.
But
we went anyway.
We were still invited.
We're not. Y'all got any fried chicken? excuse me, sir. Can I get some ketchup for my steak?
Could you imagine?
For my steak? No? You don't got... Okay. You got... What kind of ranch y'all got here? Housemate. I don't know that brand. Does it taste like Hidden Valley Ranch? We classy. So we had a good... And then, of course, Saturday I got to go out and perform with the big dog himself, yeah. Willie Barcena. Fucking great show. Packed audience. I don't know if it was sold out or not, but damn, there's a lot of people there.
Yeah.
The new stage at Mesquite Street, which I got to do for the Heart Association... This is my first like show on there,
right?
And it was great. It's great stage. It feels like you're in a theater now.
Really?
Yeah, you know, the way they have it set up, because the stage is pushed back into the corner, mm-hmm. and they got the trusting, because now they're doing live music events there. They are having the Spasmatics there. I just realized that. Sorry, hey, I'm not affiliated. It's my home club. I don't get no say in who they have performing there. But they got real artists too. Cause they're gonna have Charlie Robinson on May 12th. I'm still keeping that date clear because I want to go try to see that. But yeah, did the show. Willie was just. It was so good to see him again. Like I said, it'd been years.
Yeah.
You know, last time I saw him, I opened for him at the Joke Joint Comedy Showcase, which is no longer there.
Right.
In Houston.
Okay.
And Iggy, my boy Iggy, I had gotten him on Latin Comedy Jam. I probably hadn't seen him. And when did that... Probably the last time I saw him was around the time that show ended, which was back like 2015, 2016, somewhere around there.
Right.
So it was just really good to see both of them.
Very cool.
And of course, Willie likes to go out and talk. You know, that's his thing. So he wanted to go somewhere and have a drink.
Yeah.
And so we ended up at the Exchange downtown, mm-hmm. and like I said, the vibes are flowing, Terry, and the towns were playing. Woo! Man, they sounded awesome. They just followed me on Instagram. Welcome, gentlemen. Big fan. Definitely going to be taking the missus out to see you. I mean, we get date night. We get like 3 date nights a year. I'm not telling you it's going to be in the near future, but you know, next time we see you in town, we'll definitely make an effort to make it a date night, because they were fun. And it was vibing, man. It's still coming down from the high of the festival. Ended up staying out to like 4:30 in the morning, which I do not do that. Just because we were talking, man, and Willie just always has so much wisdom to impart and encouragement. You know, he got after me because I was telling one of the comics there, you know, like, oh man, you know, just about the special. I'm like, I'm just trying to get there. He goes, stop saying that. He goes, you're so well respected. He goes, he told the owner of the Mesquite there that he goes, you know, for this guy's name to actually have some meaning in LA, like people, when you say his name, people respect it. Talking about comedians.
Right.
He goes, stop saying you're trying to get there. You're going to get there. You're not trying to get there. You're going to get there. Stop that trying shit.
Nice.
And so that was very encouraging.
Definitely.
You know, coming from him, we talked about, you know, working together, doing some shows in the future. So, so you know, hopefully, you know, entertainment, you know, hopefully that all pans out and we get to do that. But I did talk to his manager today, and we talked about some stuff coming up that maybe we can do together. So,
very cool.
You know, it was all together. It was a great weekend. And now on to the 420 Fest is great. Now I'm on to the Gordito de Mayo in San Antonio, May 5th, man. If you know, if you're listening from San Antonio, please come on out, man. This is my first time headlining that particular club, so you always want to make a good first impression. There's only like 100 seats there, so I'm confident in my ability to sell that out. All I need for you to do is one, for you to know that I'm coming. and if you do me a favor, let a couple other people know. Be like, hey man, this guy's really funny. Check out, there's plenty of clips on me. They can decide for themselves. Send them your favorite clip, and see if they come to the show.
I'm gonna be there.
The missus is gonna be there, so you can come out, say hi too. How did you feel? You had to kind of schmooze.
I did
a little bit at the festival, and
I did.
And
it was different.
You were taking pictures for with some people, and people pulling you into pictures, and
it was interesting. I found out that I have fans.
Yeah.
Yes, I had no idea.
Yeah, of course you do.
So that was exciting, different, and they wanted to take pictures, so that was like dope. It's just different. Like, I'm used to going to things like that and like working.
Yeah.
And instead of working, I was like talking to everyone and just seeing how everyone was doing and, you know, taking pictures, and just, it was great. It was a different experience. It was a nice vibe.
Definitely, even for me, you know, I'm good at that. You know, I'm used to it, but like, even for that day, like I made it a point to talk to everybody, to check on the vendors multiple times throughout the day. Yeah. You know, it was definitely a different, you know, I had to come out of my shell versus where on a comedy show, you know, I'll sit in the corner, you know, and whatever, like, and if someone asks for a picture, of course I'll take it, versus making yourself available to everybody is definitely something to get used to. But you look great. You looked. I was watching you. You know, as I was doing my thing, I was seeing you, and I was like, you look very comfortable.
Doing it.
So great job. And it's fun to watch, because I got to see that unfold for Chingo and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Right, when she was just a girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I saw it go from is that the girlfriend? Yeah. To, oh, that's her. she does the thing with him, you know, or whatever. So, you know, it's fun to watch that. You know, that's why I'm so glad that we get to do the podcast together.
Definitely.
You know, to bring you in part of my world here.
Yeah.
So yeah, you'll be out there for Gordito de Mayo as well. And then also, here's a little announcement for you. I don't think I've announced this on social media yet. June 16th, I will be in Houston. All right? Houston people have been asking. It's been 2 years now since I performed there.
I had no idea.
Yeah, because we skipped last year. I didn't do last year in Houston.
Oh, okay.
Last year for the Chingo Bling Tour. And this year, we're going to the House of Blues.
Yay!
So actually in Houston, not in Katy. We're going to be in Houston at the, it's like a big, huge theater, 700 seats.
Dang.
So, you know, it's going to be one show probably, you know, so come out. It's going to be Friday, June 16th.
Dope.
Come check it out. And I'm excited to be there. We're currently working on some solo dates in the Houston area as well. So if you can't make it to that one, I'll have something else following it up very soon.
Very cool.
But for that one, I definitely wanted to let everybody know about that.
Dope.
All right. We are running late. Did you want to do your
save it for next, save some work?
I mean, we did 38 minutes. I had so much to talk about. It was such a great.
It was a great
weekend. I know I didn't get super silly with y'all, but this is just I had to be thankful for all the just
for the love.
The greatness and all the love this past week.
Yeah.
So I hope this is just kind of a little catching up episode. We'll call it that. So thank y'all so much for listening, guys. We'll be back. You know. Next week and have some more goofiness for you. All right. One love.